Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings from the Darkness is an eclectic collection of writings by a talented and diverse group of writers and published authors in dedication of and in support of our dearest friend, the award-winning and best-selling author Yvonne Mason and her son. All sales of this anthology, present and future, are donated to her in support of her son, who at the time of this publication has been ill and out of work and struggling to support his family due to an undiagnosed illness. Yvonne has been an inspiration, selflessly supportive, and a dear friend to many aspiring writers and indie authors. She believes in paying it forward, offering her knowledge and insights and friendship to kindred souls. Yvonne has a saying, she threatens to let loose the flying monkeys when there is wrongness in the lives of those near and dear to her. So after bringing us together for a successful and fun-filled double anthology by Yvonne, including notable authors and first-time published writers, and after learning about the continued troubles of her son and his family, we came together as such monkeys to fly free, far, and wide in what we do best, GL Lentz. This book can be purchased at Amazon.com, Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and www.blackbedsheetbooks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night and time for another 4 days of fun, filled excitement, and unpredictable off the chain. I am your host, Yvonne Mason, and yes, proudly, that was a piece of shameless promotion by my friend Victor Aurelius. And that book, Blessings from the Darkness, it is true. I get no money off of that book, and neither do any of the others, nor the publisher, nor the editor. And the reason for that is they have generously decided to donate every dime to my son, who is still sick, and we still don't know what's wrong with him. And he was an over-the-road truck driver for over 20 years, made great money, and now he is surviving on short-term disability because he has been turned down again by Social Security. Don't know what's wrong with him? All we know is he stays in pain all of the time. They've ruled out Gaelic disease. They've ruled out pancreatitis. They've ruled out cancer. They don't know. But this man stays in pain all the time. So if you guys are so inclined and wish to help, please go and buy Blessings from the Darkness. It's on Kindle. It's also on Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon in book form and Barnes & Noble in book form. It's on Nook. You can also buy it directly from Black Bed Sheets. Just go on blackbedsheets.com and you'll find them. But every single dime goes to my son. And for those authors, and Nick Grabowski with Black Bed Sheets and Kelly Koch with Dressing Your Book and G.L. Lentz and Tom Futrell and all the wonderful authors that came together and did this unbeknownst to me, I am forever in your debt. I can never repay you for that act of kindness. And we have a little bit more housework to do before we get to the dirt with our guest tonight. For those of you who know me know that I have photography is another one of my passions, and I have a site that you can go to, and if you're so inclined, you can order some of my photographs and hang them up in your home. The site for that is vbug.com, and my photographs are under Yvonne Mason, and I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. Also, under my married name, Yvonne Sewell, if you go to Vida, capital V, capital I, capital D, capital A.com, you will see my design work on their clothing, on their purses, on their totes, and on their pillows and shawls, and that is also my photography. That was not a dream I had. That was a dream that literally, ladies and gentlemen, fell on my lap. They came to me and asked me if I would do this, and I'm very proud of my work. So, you know, so I would buy my books. But that being said, let's play with our guests tonight. They're a return guest, and I love them when they come on this show. Virginia sent me a message before the show, and she says, I can't freaking wait. So I know we are going to have fun tonight. Julia Clare has been a PA to some of the most amazing and beloved authors. She's also been in the book blogging game for some time now, and she's also the owner of Digital Birdie Girl Book Blog. She has also had various blogs on many different levels, and in her personal life, she is a mom to two crazy boys. She lives with her children, her longtime love, her super cute husky, Kane, and her pet boa, Dagger. Woman's got guts. In any spare time she has, Julia drives right into the next great read, watches scary movies, loves to rock out, and her love of the literary world goes above and beyond, so you can best believe you will always count on her to get the word out. Virginia Johnson is a mom of two beautiful children, and she resides in Montana. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the woman right now is sitting in her car in 30-degree weather to get away from the kids so she can be on my show. That's dedication or stupidity. We haven't decided which yet. Any spare time is spent watching television, reading, Facebooking, and spending a lot of time with her friends. A love for reading and writing is a new concept for her before the Twilight Wave and a need to know the ending after Eclipse was released in theaters. Virginia preferred to watch the movie or convince a friend to read the book for her. Bribery will get you everywhere. Needing to know the story of a random homeless man that she encountered on a freeway exit ramp was the only reason she began writing in the first place. Soulless Nights spawned from the unknown story and a dare from her friends. Ladies, I am so glad y'all are back tonight. It is going to be a fast, fun-filled hour. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, y'all are going to be regulars on this show. I mean, after Virginia said she couldn't freaking wait, and then she's sitting out in 30-degree weather in a car. If she starts gasping for air, we'll know A, she ran out of gas, and B, it's carbon monoxide, and she's decided to commit suicide this morning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
just
either one.
Well, that's true. And Claire, you and I can write her story. How to die on a cold winter night and on a radio show.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, she's not suicidal. This is all fun. So just chill out. Don't be calling 911 to her house because she'll laugh at you and write a story about you. Probably kill you off in the process.
Open. I'm on the street. You're fine.
Exactly. Did y'all know that we are heard now in Canada, Germany, Korea, Egypt, Ecuador, the UK, the Russian Federation, Indonesia, Singapore, Australia, Ireland, Croatia, Tunisia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Brazil, Pakistan, India, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Portugal, Hungary, Bulgaria, Norway, the Ukraine, Vietnam, Finland, Sweden, Peru, France, the Philippines, and to add to that, we are now heard in Mexico.
Nice. Well, I know
wow.
My PA's listening, and she's in the Netherlands, so that's cool.
Yep.
I was going to say, we really get around now.
Yeah. can't say we just, we're heard slightly in the USA. And on this show, on Blog Talk itself, our biggest listening base is in Australia.
Wow.
Yep, 3-1 for the U.S. Yep, the down under boys love us. But of course, when you have two sexy women like y'all, you know it's going to jump. I mean, come on.
Right?
All right, ladies. Before the show, now, as a brief history, these two women are what we in the literary world call PAs. In other words, they take authors under their wing, and they promote that author, they help that author be successful by getting them editors and publishers and helping them through, especially first-time authors, through the maze and murky waters of the indie world. Because if you're a first-time writer and you step off into the abyss, and you're not sure of where you're going, more times than not, when we get frustrated and quit, because if you're not confident in yourself, this profession can be brutal, just like with any other of the arts professions, simply because it is the nature of the beast. You have to get a thick skin, and you have to understand that none of us had a how-to book when we started out. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. Very.
Virginia, why don't you start? Explain to the audience some of the questions that you and Claire have gotten from people that have approached you about their books and the frustrations that they have encountered.
Oh, boy. Well, see, Julie and I both have full-time authors. So we are full-time PAs for one author. I know Julia helps a couple other authors as well. For my situation, I full-time PA for one author, and that's Kyle Perkins. I have for over a year. I know initially, you know, that it was touch and go for both of us because we learned how to do this really together. And since then, some of the biggest questions I get on PA what's advertising? Do I need a beta reader? Do I need street teams? Do I need fan groups? Where do I start? How does it start? I wrote a book. What do I do with it? You know, those are probably the most frequently asked questions or type of questions that I'm asked. And, you know, it's just kind of pointing them in the right direction. I know I've successfully found many other authors their own PAs, but you have to do this job. It's not an easy job. There's nothing that irritates the shit out of me more than people that are like, I can just be a PA. No, you can't just be a PA. That isn't how this job works. This isn't, you don't just decide I'm going to go flip burgers at McDonald's. You don't get to just be a PA. There's way too much work that goes into being a PA for a PA to say I'm going to be a PA. Until you had to answer those questions and can answer those questions, you can't be a PA. Just end of story.
So Claire, if somebody comes up to you and says, well, I'm just going to be a PA, what is the first question you ask them?
Do they need a lot of sleep?
And why would you answer that question?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people, they still don't understand exactly what's required in it. And they still think that, you know, most of the stuff that they do as a fan translates to the same thing a PA does. And a lot of them, we've had people that have asked us to help train them to be a PA. And once we tell them that, you know, it is a full-time job, that there's not set schedules and, you know, you're there when the author needs you, then they start getting hesitant. Well, I've got kids and I have this and I have that and I can only PA for a certain amount of time during the day. And they start, you know, to realize that this might not be the thing for them. It's not all just fun and games, that it is actually work and they're not really willing to put in the time it's going to take.
Well, let me ask you this, Claire. Do PAs get paid?
Some PAs do and some PAs don't. Really, it depends on the author that you're working with and the responsibilities that you have. I am a paid PA, but Jenny is not a paid PA. And it just depends on, like, the specific author and what you work out with them and, you know, the job responsibilities. Some of us have a lot more responsibilities than those that are just starting out. And, it just reflects. And I've been doing this a while. So I am kind of experienced more so than some other people are.
And just because paid or not PA, or paid or not paid, that doesn't mean you get to do less work. It's what you signed up for.
Exactly. And that is going to be my... Virginia, would you get out of my head? I know you're freezing in the car, honey, but you can't get warm in my head. because that was exactly my next question. Is there, when someone says, okay, I'll be your PO, but I'm not going to charge you, that does not negate the responsibility that is expected. Now, that being said, when a writer or an author ask someone to be their PA, would it be good business for them, and you know about me and good business, would it be good business for them that the two of them have it written as to the duties that are expected from this PA?
Well, you may have seen an article I put on my blog, because I know you stalked that.
I do.
So where did that spawn from? Okay, that spawned from a bunch of posts. Okay, PAs, I don't know, maybe I'm a weird PA, maybe I'm not, but I PA because I love doing what I do. I love working with an author. I love making my author successful. You know, if he, you know, wanted to pay me, so be it. But that's not going to change the work I do. The downside to that is there's PAs out there that hate PAs like me because I will do three times the work they do for nothing for my author. I won't do it for every other author, but I only work for one, and I do that on purpose. And there's authors out there that are like, I refuse to even ask somebody to be my PA if I can't afford it. You would be amazed at how many great PAs are out there that just want to do the job and love your work and want to help you. So don't let that stop you. At the same time, if you're a paid PA and you're pissed because I'm better than you are, you're not doing your job. You should be being paid. Like, you should be doing what you're being paid for and worrying about that. Don't worry about how I get paid or what I get paid or how much I get paid. Or, you know, I don't mind getting a free book. I don't mind working for paperback. The problem is that as a PA, yes, you want to get it in writing. Whether you have to do an NDA, so a non-disclosure agreement, whether you have to get the duties on paper, you know, that's between you and your author. For authors, I do suggest you do this. But at the same time, you know, you have to trust the person you're working with, and who cares if you're paying or how you're paying? Nobody should be talking about it. It's no different than your job.
But because that is one's job, and there should be a level of confidentiality. And for those that don't start your blog, explain to the listeners what the blog was about, because that thing came to a head real quickly.
Well, there were a couple of different blog posts that many of you may have seen or heard over the last, I don't know, how long has it been now, 3 months, 6 months? How it came to head and how quickly it came to head. Okay, so I run another group that my author and I put together, the Drama Free Community. And one day an author had posted in there that they didn't know how to market their book. And it wasn't a pimping day. Like, we have a solid day for pimping because we do release events and takeovers and spotlights and all these other things on different days. And it wasn't a posting event. We were drawn to it right away. So I got into the post and I answered her question, which was, what do you write? Yes, let me help you find readers. Let me help you find bloggers. Let me help you, because that's just what I do. And then when we dug in a little bit deeper, and you saw in the post or in the blog, It came down to she had paid a substantial amount of money for a PA to provide her with so many days of work and so much work. Well, then we started digging in deeper and found that none of that work had actually been done, or very little of it had been done, and her release date was approaching a lot faster than she would have time to do any of this stuff. And as a PA, as a veteran PA, we looked at it, Julie and I looked at it and went, something's not right here. And I said, let me help you. I'm going to find you a PA, somebody that will help you. In the meantime, I will help you get it on Twitter, get it in this, set you up with this account, get your book edited, find you, you know, you're getting it formatted, find you this, find you that, whatever we needed. So we did. And we kind of left it alone because we started digging deeper into this PA scam. I said scam. And found that this PA wasn't actually editing any of the books she said she was doing. She was using Grammarly, which anybody with a computer can buy and use, and charging an abundance of money. We found that her Twitter posts were not being paid for. They were just her own accounts that she had set up. We found that she was charging for marketing to people that we later found out were herself. We found out she would guarantee book sales. Like, you pay me $600, you charge, you know, you have your book up for for 99 cents, and you will sell 200 books. Well, she was buying those 200 books. You can if you take 200 of those dollars and gift them to 200 people. So anyway, it all got very complicated very quickly, and I stepped back, and we all just went, let's just let it go. Until this chick figured out that I was involved and left a dirty review on one of my books, and that's when it got dirty, because then I dug deeper and deeper, and slowly some other people got involved. And, you know, if you want to check out the actual whole story, you can go to KylePerkinsAuthor.com. It's all there. Even in more detail than what mine is, because mine was the beginning of she pissed me off and hurt me because you didn't have to attack my book because you were doing a bad thing. But that's when we found the dirty authors. We found this blacklist that exists of names that you don't want to, you know, like, it's a whole scheme and scam of things. And I did not black out the names of the people commenting because it wasn't going to be a screenshot show. It was going to be the truth. I posted the entire conversations, all of the comments, all of the threads, everything is on my blog if you want to check it out. But that was the one, and it didn't take long for the next author to message me and say, can you help me? This is the situation, and we found the same author, or the same PA, the same company, the same promises, and her book had released, what was it, 3 days later, Julia?
Yeah.
She had no cover. No editing. Her release event that was promised was never set up. We had to do her everything. We did her editing, her form. Oh, wait, did we do her? I don't remember if I did her formatting. You made her a cover. We got teasers made. We had a release event with 300 people, give or take. Filled all the slots. I mean, it was work on our end that nobody knew we did any of it. And we didn't need anyone to know, but it was, this PA got paid for that work. I did nothing. But check out the scam on the other blog. Trust me, you're going to want to see that.
So Claire, what would be your advice to people, to writers, and musicians even, guys, because they get taken as well. What would be y'all's advice to someone that is first time, that is looking for a PA? How would they go about not being hurt? Because they're out there, just like publishers out there that do the same thing. A group of us learned that the hard way, and one of these days karma will get him. But that happens, and that's what makes good authors lose their dream, is when somebody hurts them so badly that it punches a hole in their gut. So, Claire, what advice would you give?
My first piece of advice is the biggest red flag is if somebody guarantees you sales. If somebody tells you that you pay them this amount of money and they guarantee that you're going to have this much sales, then that's like your first red flag and you want to avoid them, because there's no way that anybody can guarantee you one sale, much less 200 or 300 worth of sales. And I think that's a big thing, because I think a lot of people have, you know, done that, where they've guaranteed that you're going to have this many readers, you know, click like on your page, or you're going to sell this many books. And they can't actually do that. And, you know, especially somebody that wants to get paid for doing this. And, you know, besides that, it's got to be somebody that is interested in your work. Because somebody that's interested in what you write, or even, you know, if they haven't read your books yet, at least your genre. Because if they like it, that's something they're going to put more time and effort into. And it's got to be somebody that enjoys doing this. And somebody that's really actually passionate about doing that. And you can look back at references, which is also a good thing. You can look and see how many times they've hopped author to author. If they've stayed with one author for a long time, or if they're off, you know, with somebody for a couple weeks, and then mysteriously they're fired, or they, you know, decide to drop them and switch to the next author real quick. And these are kind of like red flags that you've got to look at and see, you know, if that's somebody that you want. Because, I mean, I can guarantee you if somebody's been with, you know, six different authors in the last 6 months, they're not going to stick with you, and they're not going to put the effort into doing what you need done. So I think those are three big things to look.
I just had a thought, ladies. You know how the in the publishing world, they have predators and editors, the predators and editors site. What if we set up a site for nefarious PAs?
There should be. We've Julia and I have talked about some different PA things, site trainings, things like that.
Well, now, there is a program, and I'll send it to you, and you do it on Facebook, and it's called Be Live, B-E, capital L-I-V-E, and you can do a training on Facebook, and both of you can do it. It'll show a split screen. Can let potential authors or authors or first-time authors, it's like a live event, and you set up a time and date, and you go in there, and you can do that live and help authors understand that if it sounds like it's too good to be true, you can bet your sweet ass it's too good to be true.
Yes, it is. Unless you're our authors, of course, then it's not too good to be true.
Yeah, that's true.
Or my PA, of course.
Present company accepted, folks. Present company accepted. Because what's happening is, as with anything, you're going to have shady characters out there like this woman who then turns around and personally attacks you because not only is she a sorry SPTA, but she's just a piece of work, period, and probably should have been drowned at birth.
We did that the last time.
We could do that again this time. yeah, go ahead and expand on that, because the people are going, what the hell are they talking about now? It's the same premise.
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to tell that story?
I don't have a problem.
Go ahead, Jenny, tell her about it.
Oh, okay. Well, it kind of relates to what Julia was just talking about, which is PA jumping, or author jumping. Author jumping. Okay, so dick chaser. It's a term. Some of you heard it. Some of you are hearing it for the first time. Dick chasing PAs especially. Let's center on the topic of PAs. So it basically what it turns into is, let's say most women are PAs. It is what it is. Most of us are women. I think I know maybe one or two guys out there that are actual PAs. But most are women. Women have this rudimentary built-in mechanism that if a guy says hi or sends a winky face, all of a sudden they're like the part of the brain that thinks rationally shut down, and they're like, holy shit, I need to work for this one. And I mean early on when I first started, I had people trying to push me out of my position as a PA just so they could PA for the author I was, you know, PAing for. Dick chasers are the ones that will, in a heartbeat, drop a female author to go PA for a male author with no regards to what they're doing or their job themselves. Now, some of them don't do it as quickly. Some will take on two or three authors, and then all of a sudden you're looking going, wait a minute, are they still PAing for somebody? Oh, no, that one's got a dick. That's the one they're PAing for now. It's no different for, God, it's no different for readers. It's no different for PAs. It's no different. It's real. It's a real thing in the indie world. We all know it. You just didn't know there was a term for it.
Because the male author,
they've got the attention. That's all there is to it. And it's like, wow, we just look kick back and go, well, I guess we're cleaning up your mess with the female author then.
And they say what they wind up doing is they wind up belittling themselves for one thing, and then they wind up showing how small-minded they are because they are touting their profession based on gender. Now, these might be the same women that say, I don't want to be respected and I don't want to be this or that because of my gender, but yet they're doing the same thing to male authors with no regard to how dumb it makes them look.
It is. And, I mean, we've all seen it. I don't know the best way to say it. Not all of us are like that. Not all women go from male author to male author to male author to male author. There's some people out there that it's like, they fall in love with every male author. And then
some women fall in love with every swinging dick around. I mean, they can't help themselves. Think about it.
So it's one of those things that I don't think that most women realize that we sit back and watch this and go, okay, you know what? Enough's enough. All right, whatever. You know, like, wait a minute, I was in that guy's group. I saw how you acted. Now you're in this guy's group and you're doing the same thing. Like, I'm not in that group anymore, so I don't know if you're there anymore, but wow.
And what happens, Claire, is it becomes a pattern, and it's I'm from the old South. And in the old South, when a young girl or a woman hopped from man to man to man, her reputation was that of a harlot or a whore or whatever was the language of the day. And she was not looked upon very favorably within the community that she lived on. And my mother always said, Yvonne, if you can't be the tablecloth, don't be the dish rag. And these women not only cheapen the profession, they cheapen themselves, because they guarantee you that if they're a PA for Joe Blow over here, and then Sam Snead comes along and he's got deep blue dreamy eyes, they're going to drop Joe Blow and go run after Sam Snead like a bitch in heat.
They do. I'm answering for her because she had to take a call. She's like kind of pseudo not working, so let's just say that. But you're absolutely right. And you know, I mean, I live in the city. I mean, we know what a whore and a slut is. But, I don't know. I don't want to say that it's not all of them, but we've seen it happen so much and so frequently in the past that it's, you're just like, there it is. You're like,
yeah.
I know why you're here.
And they're looking, they're shaking their head, and I'm back to this thing with the equal rights thing. They're screaming equal rights, and they want respect, and they want this, and they want that. But then the way they behave in the professional world, especially in our industry, Virginia, because our industry is so wide open. I mean, nothing is secret in this industry when you think about it, especially with technology the way it is. And they behave this way, and they get that reputation. They're not going to last long.
Right. And you're right. It's not. And, you know, it's really a shame, I guess. I mean, when I first started with this business, I was optimistic and, you know, everybody was great. And the world was flat. And now it's like, okay, the world's round. I don't know who's actually who anymore. Are you only here for this, or are you only there for that? Do you only want free books? Do you want me to tell you about my next book? Are you chasing, you know, dick? Are you not? I mean, it's so up in the air, and I know most people don't, but when you start to see the same tendencies happening over and over again, especially with PAs,
yes.
You know, I had to clean up the mess of one author because she just kept dick chasing, and it's like, you need to stop. You need to calm down. You need to slow down. And I'm sure Julia would love to answer now about how, you know, reputations get spoiled that way, because now she's back and she'd be happy to tell you.
Julia, welcome back, Julia. Heard you had to go and pick a call. Okay, so we're going to bring you up to speed. We have basically said that women who jump from male author to male author at the detriment of female authors, I would classify her as what women were called in my day when they slept around with man to man. They were the harlot of the neighborhood. So we could probably say that these are harlots of the indie world. When one PA does that and gets that reputation, Claire, would it be a safe thing to say that it puts a bad light on those of y'all who do? You and Virginia do a fantastic job. I see you at work all the time, and you're very dedicated. You're not only dedicated, you're very professional, and you love what you do. So when a PA does that, does it make it hard for the rest of y'all who do write to continue what you do?
Oh, it definitely does. It paints all of us in a bad light when they do it. And we're lucky enough that we have enough followers and people that know us that it doesn't hurt us as bad as it could. But it definitely hurts other people's chances because, for one, people will start shying away from wanting to PA because they're seeing that this is what goes on with it. And then for two, you know, it makes us have to work even harder to prove that we're here and we're doing this because we love doing what we do and not because we're just looking for the next male author to hit on. So it definitely, you know, paints us in a bad light and makes us work, you know, twice as hard to prove ourselves and to prove that we're not just like everyone else is.
So we need a blacklist. I'm for making, because ladies, think about this. We as women have to hold ourselves up to a higher standard. That's just the way it is. And if we don't hold ourselves up to that standard, nobody else will either. And if we don't respect ourselves enough to be professional in whatever it is we do, whether it's PA, whether it's radio host, whether it's author, whether it's senator, garbage collector, whatever, if we don't hold ourselves up to that high standard, we can't expect anybody else to. And I am I'm a feminist from way back. But I also believe that we have to set the standard, and you two are the epitome of that standard. And all those other women out there that want to be PA, think they're going to be PA, or are thinking that they are PAs, need to look to the two of you as mentors and guides through the murky waters of this, because if not, they're going to get lost. I'm going to read something real quick. It says, your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. How you leave others feeling after having an experience with you becomes your trademark. Now, would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what this woman who, for whatever reason, as being an idiot, did not do. Oh, she left her trademark all right, but it was not. It was like buying going to the used car lot, and the salesman says, "Yes, this is a perfect car," and you drive off the lot, and the transmission falls out. It's a lie.
Right. Yep. But
so
I think, you know, Julie and I take it the most personal sometimes, more personal sometimes, because we both PA for male authors, and so we get the crap from it. We get the backlash. We get the, we're better than you. We get the, you're only doing it because he's a man. You're only there because of this. It's like, all right, bitch, please. I've been here for a year.
And not only that, but y'all only, and it's like you say, you only do one author at a time, and yours just happened to be male. Julia's just happened to be male. And the reason you do one author at a time is, like you said in your blog and like you said on the last show, when you stretch yourself out to more than one author at a time, you cannot possibly give 100% to that author, whether it's male or female.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing the job like you're supposed to, there's no way that you can be a full-time PA for more than one author at a time. It just we don't sleep as it is, but you would sleep even less and have no kind of life outside of doing this if you were to actually be doing it correctly for more than one author.
And then what's stopping your author from getting a new PA, you know?
Right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you approach one of these ladies and they say, no, I'm already committed, understand it's nothing personal. If they were your PA, they would turn down other authors as well because they are totally dedicated to that. Let's take it into another allegory. Let's say that you are a potential boxer and you want to go to the show. You want to win the middleweight title or the heavyweight title. And you want a manager that is totally dedicated to you, not to three other potential boxers out there, but to you. It's the same premise. These ladies are totally dedicated to the authors that they work for right now. They can direct you into other areas. They can help you find other PAs. But please, don't give them any grief when they tell you, I can't, I'm already committed, because then they'll tell me and then it won't be pretty. Right, ladies?
We will help. We will offer support. We will do minor things for you, but, you know, it'll help you figure out how to get where you need to go. But we cannot commit to you. It won't happen. I've been asked dozens of times. I've been offered just a ridiculous amount of money. I'm not going anywhere. I'm committed to one author. That's it. But we will help you. I will save you because that's what we do. We're not heartless.
All right. So now you two, on top of being PAs, now, ladies and gentlemen, these women are amazing women. I am so blessed to have them in my life because not only are they committed to one author, but they also co-write with each other. And they don't co-write dry, boring stuff. Trust me. What they write, they don't. They write hot, steamy, you name it, they write it. So tell me, what have you two got going out now? What's on the list? Claire, what's on the list?
Together, our next release is going to be N9. It's actually a paranormal story that we're working on.
Okay, tell me about it.
This one deals with because usually when you hear paranormal, you're thinking about shifters and vampires and things, and this one's actually deals with demons, and it's got two women that you're following, Mona and Mill. Mona's more of Jenny's character, so I'll let you talk to her about her, but Mill is mine, and she is just the ultimate badass. She's a party girl. She likes to go have fun and get into trouble, but, you know, there's some things that she's trying to figure out through the story as well as what's, you know, going on, and I don't want to give away too much from it because it's still, so we're getting it out there soon, but, It's got some interesting characters in it, and she's, you know, dealing with a lot of things. And it will definitely have an ending that nobody's expecting.
So, Virginia, your character.
My character is Mona. She is kind of the normal everyday girl, you know, has friends, has a job, has a life, and slowly things are starting to not, like, be right. You know, she's having a lot of blackouts, a lot of issues with trying to figure out, like, where she's been, where she was, you know, how she got there. it's really just kind of becoming the story. But, you know, what Julia didn't mention is it's roughly and loosely based on an actual cult from the UK in the 80s that moved over to the United States called
really?
The Ninth Order. Yeah, so it's loosely based on something we'd found. And we're kind of taking that to a different, it never really went, I don't know if it went really public, but we found it and we're giving it a story.
And when is this going to be released?
We just did a cover reveal last week.
Yeah,
and
so
on
the 9th.
Yes.
Yeah, this one's been a little bit more difficult to write because it is a little more complex with the demonic take on it, the cult aspect, but it's hopefully we can get it out soon. Our last two books we banged out pretty quickly. We got going.
All right, for the those that don't know, that have the audacity not to listen the first time around, see what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you don't pay attention to the shows and show up on time and listen to the show, you miss out. So for your benefit, tell the listeners what the last two books that y'all wrote.
You can take Seraphins.
I can start with Seraphins. Seraphins is our first book that we put out together. That released in October. And that one is about a hotel, and it's called Seraphins. It's run by Seraphin, and she's got two pets that she keeps around, Jasper and Ivy. And it's not an ordinary hotel. It's, you know, they're, when you call in to make a reservation, they answer the phone. Thank you for calling Seraphins. What's your desire? And it's a place that you can come and you can fulfill your ultimate dirty desires without, you know, fear of being caught or having anybody else find out about it. And Sarah is doing what she can to keep her pets there. Jasper is totally at Sarah's mercy, will do anything for her because he is just in love with her. He's not a nice guy with everybody else, but when it comes to her, he's definitely willing to give her and to do anything that she wants. And Ivy is her other pet, and when she first came to the hotel, she was really lost. And Sarah's been trying to keep her under her wing and kind of teach her how she is. And it's worked for a while until a mystery guy calls in to make a reservation, and they kind of start a relationship over the phone. And, of course, once Sarah finds out, that doesn't work very well. So you see a lot of the relationship between the three of them build throughout the story, and you get a lot of their backstories. And it's very surprising ending for this one as well. We definitely don't stick to normal stories. It's a dark and dirty story. There's lots of triggers in this. So, you know, you may want to read that little warning before you actually pick up the book if you have triggers that might upset you while you're reading. But it is honestly my absolute favorite story that I've written. And I just hope that some other ones can live up to that one as well, because that's definitely my favorite one.
So, Virginia, what was the second one?
Our second one was Bound by an Echo. That one was released in December. That one is about the story of local children and went to a carnival that ended in dark wreckage. Mass accident. The roller coaster falls off its track. The Ferris wheel falls apart. The swings become just whipping objects. They're torn apart by this nightmare that happened at this carnival that they had been at when they were 11. And 20 years later, after Laurel had moved away and Rory had stayed, she hears and gets work at the reopening carnival. And so she, just to kind of see what's going on, check on Rory, you know, see if he's still there, things like that. And he is. And they meet. They find out that the carnivals, you know, may or may not suffer the same fate. and they have to either prevent it or not, and or watch it happen again. And the two of them, you know, it's a romance story. We didn't go erotica with this one, or really horror. I mean, really the first chapter is the roughest part of it, but it is a mystery romance. It's not the Seraphins. It's our take on A Happily Ever After. And it's a love story. It is. And it's, you know, it does leave you questioning, but it gives you that will they, won't they feeling. Like, you're like, will they get together? Won't they get together? You know, Ginny and Julia like to kill everybody. So what's going to happen? And it really, you know, this story was that story of, you know, we came up with the name that, you know, they were just constantly bound by the same echoes that were passing through, you know, like everything kept them together and things kept tearing them apart. And that's really what this story was about. It was just very mystery romance.
Sort of like life in general. Things that keep you together also tear you apart.
Correct. So it was our happily ever after.
What about the stalking book, Julia? Is that one? I mean, Virginia, is that one coming out too?
Stalking book. Well, I've got two of my own that I'm releasing soon. For those of you listening, congratulations! You're getting the first hit at this. I'm writing with my author that I PA for, Kyle Perkins, and we've been working for a year at finishing Kepler, which is a sci-fi romance. And I sent him the file 2 hours ago. It is finished. Now it has to be edited. So that one will be releasing, but my stalker book is Always Never. That's my paranormal erotica. And that one is probably going to be ready in the next couple weeks now that Kepler is done.
So you'll do a book reveal, a cover reveal on those two?
I'll have events. Kepler is our biggest, our most anticipated right now. That book we've been talking about it for over a year. We have a huge fan base for it. Kyle writes very dystopian sci-fi genres. I don't. I write erotica, horror, and romance. So when we were really kind of blending this book together, I think it shocked both of us to see how well I could write the sci-fi fantasy, you know, part of it. And I was shocked to see what kind of romance he could write into it. And that, could we make this book work together? Because we don't write each other's genres. I mean, he can write anything.
Right.
I don't do sci-fi. I don't do fantasy. I don't do that stuff. So to really push myself to do that was, I mean, I'm really proud of myself for finishing this book. That's all I got to say.
As you should be, as both of you should be. I mean, because I've got some really neat stuff coming out. So, Claire, I'm going to start with you. Can y'all believe me? I was on the stump.
Oh, really?
Again. So now y'all have to come back. Claire, start with you. Where can you be found, sweetheart?
I can be found on Facebook, facebook.com/authorJuliaClaire. I'm also on WordPress. It's wordpress.com/authorJuliaClaire. I'm on Twitter, JuliaClairePA over there. I've got my graphics page where, you know, I do the covers and teasers and trailers and things like that. It's Star and Skull Graphics, and that's on Facebook as well. And you can also check out the blog, which is Digital Dirty Girl. That's on Facebook, and we also have a blogger site from there. All of those links are on that page. And if you decide that you like me enough and you want to join our street team, that's Well-Behaved Women Will Not Make History. And you can find me there probably more than anywhere.
I love that. Virginia, where can you be found?
Oh, Lord. You can find me on Facebook, Virginia Lee Johnson. You can find me, authorvirginiajohnson.com is my website. You can also find me on Twitter. I think it's Author V Johnson. I think there's an Instagram out there. You can finally, I don't know, I have no clue what it is. Just find it. You can find us both in Tampa at the book convention on the 16th of July this year. So if you want to meet us, you guys got to come out there for that. That'll be awesome. And where else? IndieBookNetwork.com. It's our own social media site that Kyle and I developed. You can always find me there. Or the Indie Book Channel, which is on YouTube. And what's the other thing? Oh, my fan group I share with Kyle, which is KV Nation. That there's always something going on there. You might find somebody there.
There's always something going on. It pops up all the time. Somebody done run somebody to somebody who was cheating to somebody who was not cheating. I mean, always something going on.
Somebody's got pictures to show. You never know.
And if you're easily offended, ladies and gentlemen, don't join. But if you're interested in what these two are doing, yeah, you want to join. Tomorrow night, my friend Bennett Pomerantz is going to be on the show. He has his own radio show. He couldn't wait to be on the show. On Friday night, author Julie Morgan will be on the show. And then on Saturday night, Dr. Sita Gibson will be on the show. She is a return guest, as Julie is. Now, girls, y'all are going to come back, right?
Of course.
Because we never know what Virginia is going to be in the middle of.
I blame Kyle every time.
We never know what this woman's going to do, who she's going to piss off. She is a woman after my own heart, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I love these two, because they don't mind being Don Quixote and tilting at those windmills. And like me, they don't just tilt at them. We knock the devils down, right, girls?
Yes,
And I'm serious. We need to do a blacklist on PAs that are nefarious, because I am tired of some authors being heard out there. It's not fair, because nobody should be allowed to steal their dream at all. And it's hard enough to be successful in this business without some dumbass trying to take advantage of them.
Yeah, it's a rough world out there.
Says the woman sitting in 30-degree weather in a car.
I'm still in the car. I still have gas.
I don't know about y'all. So as I am wont to do at the end of every show, ladies and gentlemen, is my show is about dreams and dreamers. The purpose of the show when I started it was for dreamers, because we're all dreamers. Virginia and Carl are dreamers. I'm a dreamer. The world is made up of dreamers. If it weren't for us dreamers, we would still be wearing animal skins and living in caves, and men would still be dragging women by the hair of their head. It's dreamers is what has made us great. Would that be a fair statement, y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
So, and whatever your dream is, I don't care what your dream is, don't be that person that allows someone to steal your dream. Too many dreams are stolen. My dream was stolen for years because somebody told me I couldn't. Now I go back to those people and I say, thank you for telling me no, because you made me see that you can't have my dream. I own it. It's mine. Don't allow anyone to steal your dream without your permission. Don't allow anyone to take advantage of you. If it sounds too good to be true, trust your gut. It's too good to be true. It's like Virginia and Claire both said. No one can promise you thousands of dollars worth of book sales. That's a lie. No one can promise you that you will make it to the New York Times bestseller list. That's a lie. What they can promise you is, and hopefully deliver, is they will be the best PA that they can be for you, that they are dedicated to you. And if you run across one that says, yeah, I'll take you on, I have so-and-so, run. Because like Virginia and Claire both said, they cannot be a competent PA if they stretch themselves with more than one author. And if they bounce you for some good-looking male author, send me their name and send it to Virginia. We'll take care of it.
We have an
Virginia. it only hurts and other worthwhile PAs out there. So don't be that person that on your deathbed, they say, did you do everything you wanted to? And you say, well, my only regret is this. Don't be that person. Ladies, I want to thank y'all both for being here.
Thank you.
course you're coming
back.
Thank
you for having us.
Well, it's always a party. It's like Virginia Sarah. She couldn't freaking wait. We never know where we're going. Y'all are rocking. I am so honored to have you in my life and so blessed that you agreed to spend an hour with me, and I appreciate it so, so much. And I can't wait to bring y'all back to see what y'all are up to. So, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow night, remember this. Love yourself and live your dream. That is what is important. It is your dream. Own it. Until tomorrow night, good night. So what we'll do is I'll put this up in Archives, girls, and then I'll tag both of y'all in it, take it and run with it, put it on your sites, share it so people can hear it, so we can educate these people. And then when I put it up on the 5 podcast sites, I'll also tag y'all, share it, and let's educate some folks.
Problem.
All right. So, and I'll, y'all want to come back in September or so? We'll have some new stuff out by then, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have tons of stuff out by then. You'll be good.
All right. All right. We'll do September and I'll send you the dates, and y'all tell me if those are good dates, and we'll do this again.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
And maybe it won't be so cold in Minnesota, so you don't have to sit in a freezing car to talk to me.
Oh, come on. I live in Minnesota in September. It's probably cold.
Oh, that's true. Well, thank y'all again. I just appreciate y'all so much. Y'all are just a light in my life, and I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we love being here.
And I will talk to y'all later.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, good night.
Good night, girls.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.